Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
On now, Her Radio, with founder and CEO of EmpowHer.com, Michelle King Robeson, and New York Times bestselling author and leading women's healthcare expert, Dr. Pam Peek, on Radio MD.
Okay, do you ever find yourself comparing yourself with other people? Come on, Michelle.
Oh,
you know,
come
I mean,
on.
Everything.
No, you, like
the
what?
Car, anything. Boobs. I don't know. Whatever.
Christmas tree lights. Could it be?
Christmas tree lights. Who has the biggest ones? All right. So I'm reading USA Today, and I read this fabulous op-ed by author Kay Wyma. That's W-Y-M-A for everybody out there. And turns out she's a fabulous writer, real edgy, and she wrote a book. I am so excited. Both of us are, Michelle, for this segment. And the name of the book is, get this, all of us out there in Her Radio Land, here's the name. I'm happy for you. Well, sort of. Not really.
Kind of.
Finding contentment in a culture of comparison.
Ooh.
Kay, welcome to Her Radio. We want to talk about what is a culture of comparison and why did you write this book?
Well, first of all, y'all are so fun. Thanks for having me. I love a good laugh in the middle of the day. And talking
Amen.
To adults, because I don't get to do that.
And you're also, and yes. In case nobody could figure it out, you're living in Texas now, y'all.
Yes.
I heard that one. Yeah, yep. She's just dropping those y'alls right and left.
Yes, the part
so
of
So tell
me.
Us, and what is the culture of comparison? Tell us about the book.
Boy, we live in the culture of comparison. It's you know, just even listening to the tail end of your segment before, I mean, we compare ourselves to ourselves and compare our pregnancies to the previous pregnancies, and then we'll gauge our worth or you know, against everything imaginable. And so this book is really kind of calling that stuff out, you know, admitting it and opening, hopefully pulling back the veil on all these areas where it's so sneaky and tries to hide itself and rob and steal our joy in the midst of things where we should be able to be find contentment, but it's sneakily ripped away from us just by society that's around us. And you know, technology doesn't help us a whole lot in this area with social media the way that it is.
That's what I was going to ask.
What do you mean
you
by
the
that?
Social? Yeah. What do you mean by the
well,
social media
you know,
aspect?
Well, you know, it's that a kind of thought process that people are living out loud because it is. It's turned in with everything being plastered for us to interact with all the time. It's like a performance based living in a sense. And so we're getting to see everybody's highlight reels, and we assume that's their reality. When in all, you know, in most cases, it's a good picture of what's going on and not necessarily everything that's going on. And so if we compare our regular to everybody else's highlight reels, it's hard to be content in those moments, even when we know that it's a highlight reel. It's like even today, we could go online at any point, you could see your friend taking a picture of herself with her feet in front of that lovely ocean, and it's like, well, I'm so
why is she doing that?
How come
she gets to go to the ocean and I can't?
I know, and it's funny that we just instantly do that, and it's kind of where our thoughts go, and that's where I just watched it in my kids sapping their joy for them. You know, they're in school and watching it every day they walk in that building and are bombarded with performance pressures, let alone the pressure from the people standing next to them with the what do you get? And then all of us in the carpool line, you know, wondering if my kid's okay, if they're better than your kid, because everything's supposed to be better, right? We're supposed
right,
to be the
smarter,
best.
And smarter.
All of those words that are just brutal. And I remember saying something to my friend, and she's like, man, I'm so sorry you struggle with that. And I was like, I do. and thinking, do you not? And later she came up to me and said, you know, I said that to you, and I went straight to Starbucks, and I got... She had played tennis with some friends of hers, and she was sitting down with them, and she got a Frappuccino and then looked at them, and they're size 2s, and she's not a size 2. And she said she couldn't even enjoy the conversation because she was so wrapped up in what, you know, what exercise they had done and what she should have been doing. And, I mean, it was like it was slightly toxic, and it didn't have to be toxic. And she called me instantly, and she was like, man, I didn't know I did that, but it ruined my entire time with my friends.
But, you know, it's so easy to go into the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. And so she was the shoulda exercise. And it's a slippery slope that so many of us do. You mentioned, you know, the social media. I think it's huge. You know, you want that Pinterest-worthy holiday decor, you know, splayed all over the internet. At the same time, you know, Instagram's immediately showing people you're at the beach and all of this stuff back and forth. And after a while, you know, you want to feel as though you don't have to keep getting sucked into all of that. So what do you recommend to people so that they don't go down those slippery slopes? What are you saying in your book?
Well, one thing that's at the beginning, and I really do find this helps, and I kind of feel like if it can help my teenage daughter, it can help anyone, because I think we're all just like a flesh wound away from insecurities coming with middle school, and it's all right there. So in that moment, it's like control. It's like a mental reboot, like your computer reboot, like the Control-Alt-Delete. And so it's like control. When you're walking out of that grocery store and you see the beautiful kitchen that you're supposed to have that doesn't necessarily match your kitchen, stop it right there. You know, don't wish for that stainless steel, you know, side by side. It's like yours is okay. So it's like controlling it and then get an alternative perspective. And I think that's huge. For women, you know, body image is so prevalent in our comparison and our striving after to be something. And there's a funny thing that floats around the internet that says, I wish I was as fat the first time I thought I was fat. You know, because if you go back to those times, you realize it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, you weren't that fat.
No, it's like, what I give, you know? Wouldn't we all? And so, but the truth is, 10 years from now, you're going to look back and think that about today. So why not live in today and the joy of today? So there's one perspective. Another is what I call the glimpse in the book, which is kind of that whole, as you're entering into these highlight reels, realize that that is just a picture. And on the other side of that are real people that are dealing with the same things that you're dealing with. And then it starts to breathe life into that situation and understanding that you're not alone, that everyone's struggling, that what that momentary picture that looks so great is a picture. And I've even gone back on my own phone and looked at pictures from years ago, even during those times that were super hard, realizing that there were smiles in those moments. And so it's like get a different perspective, and then the delete. Just stop, you know, stop doing it. And it's not something I don't think that we can like completely obliterate from our lives, but we sure can find joy in the midst.
We're so hard on ourselves anyway. So we're always, you know, we have to get to a place where we can enjoy ourselves and love ourselves and quit beating ourselves up.
Yeah, you know, and encourage the person next to us.
Right.
Yeah, well, it's self-compassion, you know.
Oh, I love
and
that.
It's really self-compassion. And at the end of the day, it's also self-forgiveness. Okay, so I didn't, you know, hit the gym yesterday. Get over it. You know, move it along. Yeah. Make adjustments. Show some self-love. And it's funny, I think you also mentioned in the book that faith and family is now replaced by fame and fortune. And we're starting to go to that, you know, awful place. But, you know, when it comes to women, when you mentioned body image, it's all over the place. When you see these bodies that are Adobe Photoshopped right and left and up and down, just makes you crazy. So, Kay, you have just been fabulous helping us understand, well, the whole issue of comparisons and the toxicity associated with it. Everyone, we've been talking to Kay Wyma, W-Y-M-A. She's the author of I'm Happy For You. Well, sort of, not really.
Not really.
Finding Contentment. Kind of. Finding Contentment in a Culture of Comparison. This is a topic that all of us have to stay on top of. Thanks, Kay. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
You can go to Kay's website, themoat.com. You're listening to her radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Stay well.